From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Midwestern writer Charles Baxter has just published a novel called Saul and Patsy. Reviewer Alan Chu says it's a wonderful exercise in the nature of irony.
Saul and Patsy. This is Saul Bernstein, a philosophically minded Jewish fellow from Baltimore who has the beginnings of a bald spot, and Patsy Carlson, a sexy dance major at Northwestern where the two met as undergraduates. Now they're married and live in a small Michigan town called Five Oaks. Saul works as a remedial English teacher in the local high school, and Patsy as a loan officer in the local bank. Saul, a displaced young man drenched in irony, can't help but envy what he takes to be the simple existence of a couple named the McPhees, beginning with their house. In the bright, standing sunshine, Baxter writes, its Midwestern Gothic acute angles pointed straight up toward heaven, a place where there'd been a land rush for centuries and all the stakes had been claimed. Things become even more Gothic when one of Saul's remedial students, a tough nut named Gordy with a hate-love affection for his teacher, begins to shadow the Bernsteins. Here the novel opens out from the story of the marriage to a tale of generations at war and the troubled underside of seemingly placid Midwestern life. But as well as Baxter tells his story, this isn't the greatest pleasure of this wonderfully composed book. That pleasure comes with the sentences, abounding in irony and wit, and reminiscent of Malamud and Saul Bellow. Consider the passage in which Baxter describes Patsy's state of mind just after she's given birth to their first child. It was the beginning of the world for the baby, Patsy thinks, before the invention of language, and she looked like Patsy's grandmother Ella, lovable and ancient and irritable, a fan of murder mysteries and a smoker of cigarettes who picked wild strawberries and fed them to her dogs. But no, she wasn't grandmother Ella. She was herself. So no, despite the irony, despite the wonderful sentences, Baxter isn't Malamud or Bellow. He's just himself, and that's splendid.
The book is Saul and Patsy by Charles Baxter. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.